Blog Talk Radio.
Shalawan, shalawan, shalawan. Peace and blessings to everybody, all the listening audience out there. My name, I am your host, Elishaba. I am glad to be here again another day. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews, bless me again to be with you today to share this wonderful, powerful message that I have for the black community. Okay, let's get right into the show today. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show host, and again, I am Sister Elishaba. We're going to just say today God is good. It's a good day. It's a wonderful time to understand what we need to do at this time in our life. Our topic today is, again, empowering our black community, despising the enemy from within. I'm going to say that again. Empowering our black community, destroying the enemy from within. This is part four of a seven-day series. So we are here today because we have a message. We have a message for our black community. Because as we all know, as I know, our black people in this world today, we are being destroyed on every side of the fence. Everywhere we turn around, everything we try to do, every place we try to go, it's always something to stop us, to block us, to hurt us, and to destroy us, and to kill us. But today I'm here because I want to let you know exactly what's going on in our black community, why we having so much problems, why we got have so many enemies, our people getting shot down, drugged down with drugs and alcohol is destroying the black community. We got gun violence. We got jail violence. Our black men cannot stay out of jail. Jail is like a revolving door. Oh, my God. I mean, there's so much going on in our black community. I cannot even name it. And the one thing is that's hurting us is that we know things is going on in our black neighborhoods, but we just continue to ignore what's going on. We just ignore it, and we just keep on going and don't want to think about it and don't want to try to figure out what we can do to better ourselves and to better our neighborhoods. So I want to read a scripture today. I'm going to go to the scripture called in Hosea, Chapter 4, verse 6, that's my text scripture. That would be the scripture that we will read from the King James Bible. That's the scripture that we're going to read for the all 7 days. That's my text scripture because this is the most powerful scripture to let us understand as black people what is going on with us and why are we being destroyed. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads like this. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Okay? This is what's going on. God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are forgetting our children because we have rejected knowledge. We have rejected his knowledge. We don't want to understand what we need to do as a people so God can accept us. He has rejected us as a people, okay, because we have rejected his knowledge. My people is the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the 12 tribes, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Manasseh, all the 10 tribes, the two and a half tribes, we all make up the 12 tribes of Israel. My people are destroyed. We are destroyed. The word destroyed in the Hebrew, it means to be dumb or silent, to perish or to die or to be cut off. Now, you know all of those things is going on in the black community. We are dying. We've been cut off. We've been destroyed. We dumb and we silence. We dumb because we keep allowing the enemy to keep destroying us. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need God's knowledge. We need God's knowledge to understand how to fight this enemy within our black community. We need the knowledge of God, our creator. Okay? That's what we need. Okay? We don't need the knowledge of the world. We don't need the knowledge that the college give us. We don't need the knowledge that our jobs give us. We don't need the knowledge that man give us at all. Religion, all of it. All of it. We don't need none of their knowledge. All of their knowledge that man have gave us from religion, from jobs, from college, all of the knowledge that they have, universities, they gave us, is not doing us any good. As we can see, we are being destroyed as black people on everywhere we turn. That knowledge is not doing you no good. Your master's degree ain't doing you no good, okay? Your bachelor's degree is not going to do you no good, okay? You can get a job working for Bill Gates. That's not going to do you no good. You know why? Because that is not the knowledge that you need to fight the enemy from within your environment, within your black community. That knowledge will never get you nowhere. All the knowledge you're going to get at the universities and the college is just going to get your career. It's just going to get your job, okay? That's all it's going to do. But yet still, our children are dying. Our mamas are dying. Our grandmamas dying. Everybody dying. Everybody sick. Everybody weak. Everybody crying. Everybody being destroyed. Why? Because we don't want the knowledge of God so we can win the battle, so we can break generation curses that have been on our life for 500 and 600 years. We need to break all these curses, okay? We're being destroyed because we are under generation curses for number one, because we won't do what God, our Father, wants us to do. That's number one, while we're under the curses, because we don't want to obey the law. It say, let me read, let me go back to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. He say, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God. And I will also forget thy children. This is why we're being destroyed, because we have forgotten the law of God. And you cannot tell me Hebrew Israelite community, Hebrew, black Hebrew Israelite people, the ones that say that they're teaching the truth. Okay, if you're teaching the truth, why are people still dead? Why are people still dying? Why are people still getting destroyed? Why are people still poor? Why are people still sick? If you're teaching the truth, we should be free. We should be delivered. We shouldn't have sickness. We shouldn't have disease. We shouldn't have poverty. Why? Because God said if we got his knowledge, we will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed if we have God's knowledge. We will not be destroyed. We are being destroyed because we don't have his knowledge. Okay? We need his knowledge. We need his knowledge. We need his understanding. We don't need no more Israelites talking to us about we got to keep the holy days. We got to keep the Sabbath. Okay? We got to keep the Sabbath and Passover and all of that stuff. All of that stuff. We don't need that no more. That is not taking and getting us nowhere other than just going up to into that church on the Sabbath day and listen to what them elders got to tell us. We're not getting nowhere, people. Wake up. Can you see this? This is not helping our situation. Just us finding out that we Israel. Just us sitting up there listening to our elders. Just us sitting up there listening to elders. It's not helping us at all. It's not helping us at all. We need help. And the only way we're going to get help, that's from God. Because man don't know nothing. Man has led us the wrong way, okay? All these churches, Christianity, Mormon, Islam, Buddha, Egypt, all the religions in the world is teaching us nothing but lies, okay? Lies. They teaching us, oh, we Israel. Okay, now that I'm Israel, what do I need to do now so I can stop these people from destroying me and my children? What can I do now to stop these people? That's what I need to know now. I know I'm Israel. I know I need to keep the law. I know I need to keep the holy days. But what else do the Bible tell me that I need to do that you're not telling me? See, this is the problem. This is the problem. This is the problem. Okay? You're giving the people half of the truth and not all of the truth. Okay? This is the problem. We need to know what we need to do as a black people, as a black community, to get out of what we are in, and we are being destroyed on every side of the fence. So if your elders and your preachers and your pastors was really giving you something or some knowledge and wisdom to help you, you wouldn't be so destroyed today. Okay? And the word destroyed means dumb and silent. So let me go to the word lack, because I want to read the word lack. And then I have two more verses that I'm going to read. The word lack means nothing. You don't have nothing. You are without. We are without everything, black people. We are without everything, okay? Why? Because the enemy don't want us to have nothing. They don't want us to have nothing. We have to go to them for everything. We have to go through them to get our children to go to school. Why we don't have our own schools? Why we don't have our own doctors, huh? Why? Why we don't have our own colleges? We have to go to the very enemy, the man that's actually hurting us and destroying us, to get what we need. And this is a big problem. We got to learn how to have our own within our own. Right. Within our own. We don't need their food stamps. We don't need their SSI. We don't need their retirement checks. We don't need their schools. We don't need their colleges. We don't need their doctors. All we need is our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and each other. That's what we need. We need one another. That's what we're failing at, and we lack it. That's why we ain't getting nowhere, and we ain't got nothing. You can go to that church 100 times a day, and you still going to get the same message and the same junk, and you're going to still end up with nothing at the end of the day. And you're going to hear on the news that some child got shot down, or some little boy went to prison at 10 years old, 11 years old, or some kid committed suicide. Come on, man. We're not getting nowhere. It's time to wake up. Forget the elders. Forget the black churches. Forget all of that. And go back to our God, because he is rejecting us right now, because we are rejecting his law. The law is not holy days and the Sabbath. That's not the law. The law is the first 5 books of Moses that he gave Moses. That is the law. We got to keep the whole law. We can't keep half of it or a little bit of it. We got to do all of it. And that's why the curse is in our life. Okay, rejected. I want to read the word rejected in the Hebrew. It's Hebrew 3988. The word rejected, because God said, if you reject my law, I reject your children. Okay, and that's what's going on. That's why so many of our kids are in jail and being gunned down and suicide and shot and all kind of stuff. Okay, the word rejected means to be abhorred. That means God hate us. He hates us because of the way we are towards him. That's why he hates us. That's why he don't like us, because we are doing him wrong, and our enemies, we treating them good. We treating them good. Our pastors, they are enemies. We treating them good. Our elders, they are enemy, because all they want is your money. That's all they want. And they're going to keep telling you the same stuff over and over, and you ain't going to get nowhere. Believe me, that's all they want. I used to be a pastor. I know what they want, okay? That's all they want. So God hate us right now. We are a castaway to him. He has thrown us to the side. He despised us. That's what the word rejected means, to be despised by God. We got to be despised, black people. Look at our neighborhoods. Look at our condition. Look at our condition. We are so pitiful. And the enemy know that we are pitiful. And they play on our weakness. And they play on us being dumb. And they play on us being silent. And they play on all of that, all of those things to keep us in our situation that we in. They take all your life. They take all your time. They take everything from you so you don't have no strength in you to fight. So let me read my precept. My precept is Isaiah 27. That's my precept for Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Isaiah 27 is my precept. Isaiah chapter 27, verse 11. Come on, man. It's time to wake up, man. We ain't got time for this stuff no more. It's time now. It's time for truth, real understanding, real wisdom, real knowledge. Not the stuff that we've been getting for 500 years, the same old stuff. We ain't getting nowhere. 27:11 say, when the bulk thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The women come and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding. Let me say it again in Isaiah 27:11. This is a precept. It is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them, who made us? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our creator. That's who made us. The God that spoke to Moses and gave him the law. That's who made us. It is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them. You want me to read that again? I know that's a shock to you because your elders don't read this kind of stuff to you out of the Bible. They don't read this out of the Bible. Your pastors and your elders, your Hebrew Israelite elders, they don't read this kind of stuff out of the Bible. No, because they don't want you to see that the God that you're trying to serve or that you say you serve, he really angry at you and he really don't like you and he really mad at us, okay? Let me read it again. It is a people of no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them. And he that formed them will show them no favor. This is what's going on right now. And this is the truth. This is the truth. The God that created us, the God that created heaven and earth, the God that made our universe, that created it, he said, we are a people. Who is the people? The 12 tribes of Israel. We are a people of no understanding. You don't understand nothing. You just think you do, but you don't know nothing. You don't understand why you sick. You don't understand why your sons and daughters locked up in prisons. You don't understand why you don't have no food on your table and you go to work every day. You don't understand none of these things that's going on. You don't understand why you sad, why you got molested, all of that. You don't understand. You have no understanding. Therefore, he that made them will not have mercy on them. See, it goes back to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is understanding. And he said right here in Isaiah, but it is a people of no understanding. And because that, he that made us won't have no mercy on us. What do we need to understand? Not the things, information that we have already. Going to work, going to college, going to school, getting a better job, that kind of information. That is not the understanding that God wants us to do. Because when you get all of that understanding, guess what? You're only going to serve man, and you're not going to serve God. So this is why he's angry at us right now. And he say he will not have no mercy on us. And he will show us no favor. I don't care how much you pray, ain't nothing going to get better. I don't care how much you fast, ain't nothing going to change. I know I was a pastor of the Christian church about 10 or 12 years. I prayed and fasted and did all kind of things and never got nowhere. Lift your head, man. Never got nowhere, okay? Never got nowhere. And it's never going to get you anywhere. And this is a God that formed us. He won't have no mercy, and he won't show us no favor. What is favor? Prosperity, blessing, good mind, good knowledge, good understanding, feeling happy, feeling good, loving your neighbor, loving your brothers and sisters, okay? Not being sick, not being hungry, not being broke, okay? This is favor that God give you. But if you have all those things that I just named, then God is not having no mercy on us. No, and he's not showing us no favor. I know people sit up in a church 60 years of their life, Christian church, and they die with brain cancer. They die with brain tumors and all kind of cancers and diabetes. This is no favor, man. Don't be so dumb and foolish. And the Israelite community, the Hebrew Israelite, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. The same stuff they're going through with the Christian church, they're going through it there. Okay? See, this is what you need to do. You need to wake up, man. You need to wake up. You need to wake up and understand exactly what's going on around you. And I have one more scripture. Stop worrying about your job and your car and your house and going to college to serve man, our enemy. To make them more richer, to make them more happy. Why they killing us? They killing us with the food, with the water, with all of the stuff that they made for us to have, to take, the medication, because you don't have no knowledge. Now I'm trying to give you some. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 3. Jeremiah 5, verse 3, this is a precept to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Jeremiah 5, 3 reads, we got to wake up and understand who the enemy is and what they're doing to us. They're killing us. Can you guys see that they're killing us? They're killing us like rabbits in a hole. They're killing us. And no elder is fighting for you, and no preacher is fighting for you, and no pastor is fighting for you. Matter of fact, when you get sick, they don't even come to the hospital to visit you, okay? No one is fighting for you. No one is speaking up for you. No one is doing anything. But yet you running in there, giving them all your time, all your energy, all your strength, all you have in them, all your money, everything that they ask you for, being obedient, being submissive to them, okay? But they ain't giving you nothing. They ain't standing up for you. They ain't trying to tell you who these people are. They telling you who they are. The Hebrew Israelite lets you know, oh, it's the white man, and yeah, it's this, yeah, it's them doing that to us. But what are they doing to stop the white man from hurting us and killing us and destroying us? Just you telling us ain't going to help us. You got to give us solutions. You got to give us solutions and answers to win the battle, to how to fight the battle, and how to be victorious when we're in the fight. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 3. Jeremiah 5, 3 says, O Lord, are not thy eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction, that they have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. He has stricken us. He has made us sick. We got two enemies right now. We have man and we have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our creator. We got two enemies fighting us. You got man that ruled this world, his demons and his devils. You got them fighting. Then you got the God of, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our creator is fighting us. Can't you see the scriptures that I'm reading? Thou hast consumed them. Consume means destroy. With cancer, with disease, with poverty, with disease, with no job, no money. Okay? You're dropping off bridges, killing yourself, all kind of stuff. This, all of this got something to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because he has rejected us because we reject knowledge. Okay? They have made, but they refuse to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They refuse to return. We refuse to return to God. We refuse. We rather stay out there on our jobs, keep working ourselves till we fall dead, till we get 100 years old, never spending time with God, but on the Sabbath day and Sunday. Don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You don't do nothing with God. And he's angry. He's angry because we won't keep his law. We want to do what we won't do what we agreed to do. Our ancestors agreed to follow him and keep the law. We don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. We want to do what we want to do. And because of that, he's consuming and destroying us with everything that we see in the earth right now. That's the God of Abraham doing that. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob consuming us. And then we got the enemy consuming us. He even using them to consume us, the people that rule this world. You already know who they are, the Romans, okay? They consuming us. Everybody's consuming us, okay? We can't win on no side of the fence. And I have one more. We refuse to return. Return to what? The law of God. And we got to do all of it. We just can't keep the Sabbath and the holy days. We got to do all of it, okay? All of it, 100%. I have one more precept, Jeremiah 5:21. Last one, because I'm running out of time again. I'm running out of time. I need more time. I need more time because I have a lot that I want to say to you, but I just don't have enough time. Jeremiah 5:21. Hear now this, O foolish people. Hear now this, O. You see what God called you? You see what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob called you? A fool. A fool. Did you know God called his own people fools or foolish? You didn't know that, did you? No, you don't know it because they don't read the scripture to you. They don't read that. They only read the good things to you. That's all they read, the good things about Jesus and Yeshua. They call him at the Hebrew Israelite churches. They only read the good things. They don't read none of this to you, okay? Hear now this, O foolish people. You are a fool. I am a fool. Why? Because we won't do what our God say. We keep rejecting his knowledge and his way and his understanding. So he call us foolish people. And he's consuming us. He's killing us. He's making people jump off bridges. He's making people starve to death. All of this is going on because it's part of him destroying and consuming his own people. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding. Look, without understanding, you are fools and you don't have no understanding. Which have eyes and see not. Which have ears and hear not. You can't even see that the schools that you're sending your kids to is killing and destroying them and re-educating them and not giving them the knowledge and the wisdom that they need to fight to be productive young men and women. Because they actually serving man and doing what man, they getting the man understanding of man. They're not learning nothing from God. Okay, you have a good day. You have a good day. Shalawan, God bless you. You know, and I, like I said, I just need more time. Don't have it, but you have a blessed day. You have a blessed day, and I'm going to be back again tomorrow with part five. I'm going to keep on going at this because I'm going to hit this hammer. I'm going to hit this hammer, and I'm going to nail that nail so far down in the ground that God's people are going to be so free that they can walk away. They can walk away from everything and everybody that's hurting them. See, we got to be able to walk away. We need strength to leave them churches, to leave them Hebrew Israelite camps. We need strength to lead them jobs and produce our own empire, our own organizations, our own jobs, our own schools, our own hospitals. We need that. We got to walk away from the enemy. The enemy is using us up, and he's destroying us. As he uses us, he's destroying us. We got to fight, and our God called us foolish because we won't listen to him. We won't obey the Bible. We won't do what's written. Have a good day. Shalom.